Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Seward, DannySeward. Date of birth is 5/8/58. Date of accident 9/27/2023. Date of procedure is 6/5/2025. The procedures are being done is intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, injection of the left supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon, injection of the trigger point at cervical fiber of the trapezius muscle as well as the thoracic fiber of the trapezius muscle. The medical indications are as follows. The procedures are based on the MRI finding and the history. Initially, the patient was involved in automobile accident where he was involved with the 18-wheeler truck which hit into his car. All the tires were lost as well as he had severe injuries to his head and neck and mid-back, both shoulders and lower back, which is responding to the physical therapy. Today, patient presents with some spasm in the neck with moderate torticollis. The pain range of motion of the left shoulder is only 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion on active motion. The MRIs are positive. There is a tendinitis of the supra and infraspinatus tendon and probable partial tear. There is a bursitis, subacromial subdeltoid, inferior labral tear, coracoacromial ligament strain, and bone marrow edema humeral head were found in this MRI that was done 2023. The patient is being advised to continue these injections every 2 or 3 months for healing and decreased need for pain medication as well as avoid the surgery. Patient is not interested in surgery. Intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, injection of the left supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon, and the trigger points were done according to the protocol. 3 cc injection was used at each site. Entire needle was withdrawn. We used 3 cc syringe on a 1 inch and a quarter long needle of 25 gauge. Ethyl chloride was sprayed. The entire procedure was done aseptically. No bleeding was noticed. Patient tolerated the procedure very well. Thank you.